Do you have any preconceived notions of what he was like before he came to the team, or stuff that maybe you heard from other guys, especially a lot of West Virginia guys here in the locker room?
Oh, like Wendell, they said that he was a great guy. You know, Wendell said that a lot, and you hear it all throughout the locker room and the community and everything like that. So you already know what you're getting yourself into.
When you get a chance to do something like that away from the football environment, does it help you as a young guy fit in better with the guys who've been here a couple of years, been around the block a few times?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was just telling somebody. Like being in here, you only have like 3 minutes before you go to another meeting to interact with the guys and everybody be in their lockers and either talking to on the phone with their wives or anything like that. Just being out there and putting the phones down and being able to learn about other people. Like me and Tori talk a lot now. And I didn't know Tori until I came here, but now I know a little bit about him and talking to him even more and have interactions on Instagram and everything like that. It's just fun.
What was your impression of North Dakota?
What you mean?
Had you ever been there before?
Oh, no. When I got there, you know, we went to this lake and we got on the jet skis, and that was my first time ever being on the jet ski in my life, or just being out on a lake. So you see clear through the water, and it was just amazing.
Yep. Carson said, all you guys, he said, it's the worst group of golfers I've ever seen in my life.
We're bad. I just challenged him to golf. He was like, I'm never golfing with y'all ever again. It took us 4.5 hours to go through 9 holes.
How bad were you?
I was bad. I was terrible. The only thing, like, I liked when we had to start it off, like start the hole off because you get to hit it far. But when it came down to the little stuff, I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Is it a challenge you're going to pick up and try again?
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from it?
No, you gotta get better at it or he ain't going to play with us no more.
Yeah. You seem a lot more comfortable with the route running tree. I know that's something that you didn't have to really do much of at West Virginia. So how did you help acclimate yourself to that in the time before training camp?
No, I went home and I talked to previous players that just played in the league and everything and always hear this about, like, I know you're not supposed to talk about other players, but like Torrey Smith, they always used to say that he just go deep. And now I see how he runs his route. So I've been watching him and talking to him a little bit and everything, and just being more comfortable and going out there and just doing it, reps.
Who are some of the guys that you talked to?
Going home, like Travis Kelce, my college coach, Tyron Carrier, and stuff like that.
And how good was it on the first day, especially Frank Reich was praising you, you know, telling you how good the routes were. How much confidence did that give you moving forward that work is paying off?
It always helps, you know, just your coaches telling you that you're doing better. And even if you mess up that route before and then the next time you fix it and they come back and tell you that you're doing better and stuff like that, it always helps.
Do you feel like understanding that stuff better allows you to play more naturally?
Yeah, definitely. You can focus on other things. You can focus on how are you going to run this route or how I'm going to break the DB off and everything like that. But if you focus on, if you don't know your plays, then you're not going to be able to focus on the next step.